going to continue learning in Ashrei. Okay, now, I just want to chazer over what we spoke last week and drop, because I think even though most people were here, we didn't have official shir, so just to sum it up quickly. So we said that the beginning of Ashrei discusses the godless of the Boyer of Ribbono Shel Olam from the time of creation till Yemos Mashiach, and how everything is going to be, everyone's going to see the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's all beginning. From Einei Chol, from that pasuk and on, we start talking about the godless of Hashem in Hashkacha Pratis, not just in how He created the world, but how He relates to each and every individual. The Hashkacha Pratis. So we say, Einei Chol, Eilecha Yisaberu, everyone looks towards you, Ve'ata Noisen Lemes Ochlam Be'itoy, and you give everyone what they need at their time. You know, their necessities. You give everyone their necessities. Okay? Then we say the famous pasuk that, because of this pasuk, is the reason we say Ashrei on a daily basis. And the pasuk says, Paiseach es yodecha, you open your hands, umazbia, and you satiate, you satisfy l'chol chai, to every living being, ratzoin, it's ratzoin. So here, it's not just what they need, but what they want, the ratzoin. You give everyone their ratzoin. Okay? And the reason this is such a special pasuk is because it's not just that you give everyone that they won't die, but you give everyone what they need and what they want. Okay? Now, we said that the end of this pasuk is ma'orer, a big kasha. That if it's Hashem giving out the food and Hashem giving out different things to every person, so in that case, so how come some people get more than others? So he said that's the answer to that question is the next pasuk. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav, b'chosid b'chol ma'isav. That Hashem is a tzadik. So there's two answers, the Siach Yitzchak says. First of all, tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. Tzadik means it's just. So everything is exactly according to the din. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. And chosid is b'chol ma'isav. So he says a mashal. We said the mashal last week. That the chosid b'chol ma'isav means that Hashem, he says, imagine that you have somebody that was abandoned by his parents and he has nothing, and someone takes these two guys. No, he says two guys were working in Siberia and they were about to die, and then someone brings them in and gives them life and he starts giving them food and everything, and all of a sudden he looks. And he says that the guy is giving his friend more than he's giving him. So what's he going to go to the guy? How you talking? Why are you giving him? Who do you? You don't deserve anything. You care that I'm giving him more than you? Who do you think you are? So that's what we focus on. Hashem is a chassid b'chol ma'isav. Okay. Now, the Malbim adds a point here that really, which we have to just speak out, which is really what I said in Tzadik B'chol Drachov, is that, and all the Mepharshim say this, that everything that Hashem does is just exactly the way it's supposed to be. And Rabbi Victor Miller says, by the way, very nice shot, what does it mean Tzadik B'chol Drachov, the Chassid B'chol Maisav? What's a Derech and what's the Maisav? Drachov, Maisav. What's the two things? So he says, very nice shot. Drachov is the general derech, where you're going. Where are you going in life? You're going in a general mahalach. So Hashem's direction for everyone in life is just. You're going the right way. But in order to get where you want to go, sometimes the road may be bumpy. Right? I have a derech to go from here to there, but it's going to be 1,000 degrees, and I'm going to walk and sweat, and it's not going to be geschmack. Okay, but I'm getting there. So Hashem could have made it that, listen, everyone's going to get to where they want to get to, but it's not going to be a geschmack road. Means, for example, Hashem has to sustain everyone. You got to live. If you don't eat, you're going to die. So Hashem could have made it that when you're eating, though, it's going to be like an oil. It'll be like medication. It's not going to taste good, or it'll be tasteless, and it's not going to be geschmack. And Hashem made it faker, that the things that it tastes good and the person enjoys it, and all that is a chesed from Hashem. People that have no taste buds, it's a sakana.
because
this is what he says. Now, in general, when we deal with the question of why tzaddik v'raloi, why do good things happen to bad people, etc., or bad things happen to good people, so we have to understand the basic answer is that we believe in Olam Haba. So if we believe in Olam Haba, that means that for a tzaddik, he wants to get his schar, not in this world, he wants to get his schar in the next world. So Hashem doesn't want him to use up his schar in this world, so he makes it difficult for him, so he retains all his schar for the next world. And the Rasha, the opposite, he wants to give him everything now. So the Mefarshim say, that's what the Pasuk is coming to say, when we say Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav, the chassid b'chol ma'isav. Okay? As a matter of fact, this is also what the pasuk means at the end of Ashrei, where it says Shomer Hashem es kol ehavav, Hashem guards over all of those who love Him. Basically, Rishoyim Yashmid, Hashem destroys the Rishoyim. What's the chiddush of the pasuk? The pasuk is saying like this: Shomer, besides meaning to guard, Shomer means to watch and to await for something. So, for example, we have a pasuk that says Va'aviv Shomar es Adavar, that by Yaakov Avinu he kept the dream, means he was waiting for it to happen. He was waiting for the day that Yosef's dream would be fulfilled. Shomar es Adavar. Rashi says in Yevamos, Ashomer es Yavam, someone was waiting for Yibum to happen. She lost her husband and the brother's about to do Yibum. So Shomer Hashem is called Ehavav, means Hashem, besides guarding, Hashem is waiting to give the schar to the Ehavav in Olam Haba. Eskor Shoim, but the Shoim Yashmid, he's going to get rid of them in Olam Haba. He's going to give them everything in this world. So the Pasuk is saying the difference between the Tzaddik and the Rosh HaGufa is that the Tzaddik is Shomer Hashem is called Ehavav, but the Rosh is called Shoim Yashmid. It's also a similar pshat to this. Now,
I don't remember exactly where I heard it from, but I don't remember exactly what the chiddush was, but if you take out the first one, then it says, Hashem is called, it's called Ehavah, it's called Hashem Yashmi. If you take out the last word, it's Hashem, Hashem is called Ehavah, it's called Hashem.
Okay, so if you don't wait till the end, you don't know the story. Because someone comes into shul and he says, it's a puzzle. I don't like this religion. What's wrong? It's a shame. Hashem is called Ehavah Veis Kol Rishoyim. Hashem keeps all. Hashem loves all of the Ehavim. So then, Hashem loves everyone and the Rishoyim. So the guy says, "Okay, listen. Just make sure you say it to the end." So the next day comes late, and it says, "Hashem is called Ehavah Veis Kol Rishoyim Yashmid." He did all right. So the word is, you got right. You have to hear the whole thing. Okay. Now, the we spoke out last week a very, very fascinating Radak. The Radak says, Pshat in the Pasuk, it's a little side tangent, but it's an interesting yesoid. The Radak says that Pesach es yadecha umazbia l'chol chai does not just mean mankind, it even includes animals. Hashem gives all animals exactly what they need. And then it says, Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav means that Hashem has a cheshbin for every single animal, why this animal was eaten by that animal. And you shouldn't say, well, why did Leo the lion end up eating, whatever. That zebra. What?
Was the cat.
Right? Zev the zebra. Why did he eat him up? So, like we have, we seem to have a guest at our meal once in a while. Reuven the roach. He joins us every once in a while. So, the kid said last week it wasn't him. It was his cousin. Whatever. But yeah. So. So the Radak says that there's a cheshbin to every single animal, why this animal was eaten by that animal is Hashem had, it's chassid b'chol ma'isav, even in the way he feeds the animals. Because the kasha must be alchol chay ratzon. Hashem gives animals to food to animals. Well, it's at the expense of a different animal. No, that animal is a cheshbon why it should get killed now. That's what Jack says. So on this topic, I was looking up in Sifsei Chaim. He has a whole shtickle Torah to explain that this inyan is a big machloikas harishoyna. The Rambam writes that it's not true. That even though there's ashkacha pratis on mankind, but there is no ashkacha pratis on animals. Animals, the ashkacha is only, first of all, on the min in general, right? There's a certain on the species. And as far as it relates, as much as it relates to man, as much as it's nogeya to man, that's where, like if I have a cow, if I own a cow, then it would be ashkacha pratis for Hashem to make sure the cow gets what to eat, right? And that it shouldn't be eaten. Or if I own a cat and I own a pet mouse and a cat ate the mouse, then that would be ashkacha pratis. But sometimes a cat's running around eating mice, there's no ashkacha pratis that this cat should catch that mouse. That's the Rambam Shita.
Yeah.
Right, there's a certain, yeah. That's what the Rambam says.
Hashem's giving it to it. It's like has to work.
Yeah, but Hashem makes it available.
The ecosystem affects man.
But if it, in general it does, but man doesn't care if it's this one or that one.
No.
So if it doesn't affect man, there's no Ashgacha Pratis for it. That's the Rambam Shita and other Rishonim go like that as well. Okay? But...
Would that only apply to kosher animals since we're only...
No.
I mean, let's say it's an animal.
No, but it has to do with if it affects you. The Vilna Gaon argues on this. And the Vilna Gaon says no such thing. Every single animal is a cheshbon about, there's a cheshbon about every single animal, exactly why and when it should happen. There's a specific cheshbon about every animal. That's the Vilna Gaon Shita. And the Vilna Gaon says that what's the ecosystem? What's Teva? Teva is Hashem's tool to accomplish what he wants. So he makes it appear as Teva. He says, for example, let's say the Gzera is that I should lose $10 and you should make $10 today. So Hashem makes it, the $10 falls out of my pocket and you find it, and that's a great way to find it. And it appears as though it's Teva. It could have just as easily happened that a fire came down from heaven and burnt up the $10 bill from my pocket, and a tree grew in your backyard and grew a $10 bill and gave it to you. There's no difference for Hashem to do that. Hashem chose to use the natural course of things to have his gzera happen. And every single thing that happens in the world is a gzera from Hashem. That's the Vilna Gaon's Shita. Okay? So... that's similar to the Radak. What?
The more natural it looks, the harder it is to believe.
Yeah, but that's part of the Nisayon. That's why we're in this world. If it would be obvious, we may as well be an Olam Haba. Right? The point of being an Olam Hazeh is to make it that you had a challenge to see it and you still saw it. If it was that obvious, then there would be no point. It's obvious in Olam Haba. So Rav Chaim Friedlander says that the yisoid of this by the way, you have to understand one thing. So if there is indeed the way the Radak is saying it and the way the Vilna Gaon is saying it, hashgacha pratis on every single animal, that's true. So how do you know? So what is the hashgacha pratis based on? See, hashgacha pratis of people is based on their actions. If a guy is a rasha, then Hashem will treat him a certain way. If he's a tzaddik, he'll be treated a different way. But animals don't have bechira. So what's the mechanism through which we decide how to treat them? See, if you say just teva, so it's just teva. But if it's not just teva, and there's a cheshbon why this animal ate that animal, so why? So Chaim Friedlander says, because the pshat is every single animal and creature in the bria has a tachlis through which to bring out from this animal the Kavod Shemayim. There's a Kavod Shemayim that's supposed to be brought out of every single creature in the world. Otherwise, why would it be created? And Mamela, the Cheshbon is when the Kavod Shamayim is not needed anymore from this particular animal or creature, it can be destroyed. When the Ashkacha Pratis, when the Kavod Shamayim of this creature is needed further, then it stays alive. And that's the Cheshbon, that's what it's based on. That's what he says. Now, okay. Should I say over the Gemara with the Tzipor? Okay. So the Reb Chaim Friedlander says that where you see this is from a Medrash. It's an amazing Medrash. The Medrash says that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave after 13 years in the cave, and has a different version of the story than what we have in the Gemara and Shabbos. It says he came out of the cave and he sat by the front of the cave and he saw that a certain bird hunter hunted a bird. And then Reb Shimon Bar Yochai heard the bas kol, heard a heavenly voice saying, that bird is not meant to be caught right now. And the bird got freed. And then a heavenly voice came out and said, that bird is supposed to be caught right now. And all of a sudden, the hunter hunted down that second bird. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, if there's such hashkacha pratis on birds, and that the one that's not meant to be caught was not caught, so for sure I am in this, why, what am I afraid of? If I'm not meant to be captured by the Romans, I won't be captured. And he left the cave. That's the Medrash. So you see from the Medrash that there's Ashkacha process about each and every individual bird. That's the source of one of the sources, says the Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, that this is one of the sources for this whole measure, for this whole concept of the Vilna Goyim. Says Reb Chaim Friedlander, no, it's not a raya. You could learn this medrash according to the Rambam as well. What's the pshat? You could learn this medrash like the Rambam as well. Because we really have to understand, how did Reb Shimon Bar Yochai take a lesson from that bird? That, oh, if there's a shkacha pratis on birds, obviously it's time for me to leave the cave. He didn't know there was a shkacha pratis on people? You want to say he didn't know that there was a shkacha pratis on birds? Fine. But he's not a bird. So he was for sure a shkacha pratis about him. So what did he learn from the bird? What he learned, Soteritz, is that he realized, why is he being taught this lesson now? Why was he shown this heavenly voice at this instant? Terrence says that what it's telling him is, just like that bird got freed, you're supposed to be free. Uh-huh. Right? So says Reb Chaim Friedlander, Obezoi, the Rambam would agree that there's a shkacha pratis in that case. Because now it's for the purpose of man. Now it relates back to man. The reason that bird had to get caught, had to be freed through a bas kol, is gufa because Hashem was using the bird to teach a lesson to man. So as far as it relates to man, everyone agrees there's hashkacha pratis on animals. It's a nice var, no?
It's beautiful.
Huh? No, we're saying the Rambam understood pshat of the medrash like we're saying now. That it related to man. It's relating to people. It's negat to the people. Since it's negat to the people, that's why he had Ashkacha. Now, let's continue. Anyway, so that's just an interesting side note that the Radak is of the opinion like the Vilna Goyen, apparently, that every single animal has a Cheshbon. Let's finish up the Ashrei. So we say next, after the Hashkacha Pratis that Hashem gives everyone what they need to eat, we talk about the Hashkacha Pratis that Hashem listens to our davening. And we say, Karoiv Hashem L'chol Koyrov. Hashem is close to anyone that calls out to him. L'chol Asher Yikra'u Ve'emes. Anyone who calls out to him, Be'emes. What does it mean, Be'emes? It's talked about Victor Miller. Be'emes means you have to Be'emes, first of all, know that you need what you're asking for, and that only Hashem can give it to you. Otherwise, you're not really calling out to Hashem be'emes, because you're faking it. You really think that you could do it yourself, or that, you know, you could get it some other way. You're just davening to Hashem because you're going through the motion. You're not guaranteed this thing. this that it says in the pasuk is Karv Hashem l'chol karav l'chol ashe yikaruhu ve'emes, if you're calling out for real. Now, the Siach Yitzchak Siddur says a very big, very chiddush dik of pshat, and I'm not sure I really understand. I mean, I'll tell you what he says. He says the next pasuk goes a step further. It says Ritzoyin Yireya of Yaseh. Hashem does the will of those who fear Him. Ve'es shavasam, and their tefillah yishma v'yoshiyim, Hashem will listen to them and free them. So it says, if you're the Yare Hashem, Hashem will do your ratzon. So what was the pasuk before that talking about? He says, if you notice in the first pasuk, it doesn't say that Hashem listens, answers the prayer. It doesn't say that He does what you asked for. It says that he's close to you. So says the Siach Yitzchak that if you call out to Hashem be'emes, you're guaranteed that Hashem will be close to your prayer and He'll hear it. But He still has to make a decision whether you deserve it or you don't.
Yeah. Here you have Yikra'u and here you have Yaseh.
That's the point. Right? So Karov Hashem l'chol karov. I'll tell you. Because Karov Hashem is close to all who call out to Him. If you call Him out, if you call out be'emes, Hashem is close. He's close enough that He could hear it. Right? Like Shimon Schwab said one time, that the reason why you talk quietly in Shemoneh Esrei is because if I'm whispering something in your ear, you don't have to yell. So it's like you're whispering it into Hashem's ear. So Hashem is close enough to hear all the tefillahs. However, He doesn't necessarily do it. Ritzoin Yireyav Yaseh. Only if you have fear of Hashem does He actually do the tefillah. Ve'ashavosam yishma v'yoshiyim, and then He frees those who called out to Him. So there's a little bit of a chiddush here, but according to all the mefarshim, this pasuk is indicating two levels in how Hashem listens to prayer. There's one level of Karav Hashem l'chol karav l'chol sheikru ve'emes, and there's another level of Ritzon Yirei of Yaseh. Okay? Now, this is another level of Hashgacha Pratis. This is what we're talking about. The first level of Hashgacha is in feeding everybody, but then there's a more specific, close relationship that Hashem has with those people that call out to Him. Like we said last week, even animals. Did I speak out that the Barkin Afshi piece? That animals, what? Yeah, because according to this, Karav Hashem l'chol karav l'chol ashekru v'emes, we said maybe even referring to, according to the Radak, even referring to animals. Because animals also call out to Hashem for their food. As it says in the Pasuk, Hakfirim shoyagim latoreif, the young lions roar after their prey, ulavakesh me'el ochlam, and to seek from their food from God. So that's the same thing. Then we say, Shema Hashem eskolei havav, ve'ezkol arshoim yashmid, that Hashem, there's another level, that if you're somebody that Hashem loves you, you're not just a Yare Hashem, but you're an Oyev Hashem, then Hashem will protect you, that you will even be protected before you even call out to Hashem. That's a higher level. That Hashem won't even wait till you call out to Him. He'll protect you even in advance. That's Shomer Hashem as Kol Ehavah. Then we say, Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, Vivarech Kol Bas Hashem Kodesh Le'olam Vo'ed. After you have all this, we all call out to Hashem and we bless Hashem. Le'olam Vo'ed V'anach Nevarech Ka. And we will continue to bless you forever with this knowledge that we have, that Hashem runs the world and Hashem listens to our prayer. Okay.